This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Thank you for joining me. This is Chris Witz with Morning Devotions. I hope you're well today. Is there anything wrong with feeling proud of your achievements? At work, we often congratulate employees for their good work, saying, well, yeah, we're really proud of you. As a father, I can remember saying to my son, I'm proud of what you've achieved. So I don't think there's anything wrong with that. But why is pride such a big deal? Now, the dictionary describes pride as an inordinate self-esteem, unreasonable conceit, or an exaggerated opinion of one's own abilities. Now, if you saw that delightful Disney movie, The Lion King, you'd remember that really delightful scene with Simba. He wants to be better than everyone else, and he bursts forth into the song, I just can't wait to be king. He says, I'm going to be the main event, like no king was before. I'm brushing up on looking down, working on my roar. No one's saying do this. No one's saying be there. No one's saying stop that. No one's saying see here. I just can't wait to be king. He said, free to run around all day, free to do it all my way. Everybody look left, everybody look right. Everywhere you look, I'm standing in the spotlight. Oh, I just can't wait to be king. Well, that was a good song, but do you know that for many of us, that's our song? Who doesn't want to dream of coming into their own kingdom someday and being important, being number one? I guess when we were young as kids, we really believed that we would be something important. We might have had high ambitions of wanting to be famous. I think we all wanted to stand out and be special, and it can be disappointing when you reach the point in life and you realize that you're not going to really be special, even in your own little corner of the world. So I'm talking today and then again tomorrow about this feeling of pride, and I think it does need a bit of explanation. As you probably know, part of the problem with pride is that it's easy to see it in other people, but hard to see it in yourself. There was a funny cartoon in the magazine called The New Yorker some years back. A smiling woman was jabbering non-stop to a companion who wasn't looking very happy. And so this woman talking finally stopped, and then she said, well, that's enough about me. Let's talk about you. Now, what do you think about me? Now, there's a little bit of pride there, isn't it? Pride is deceptive, as the cartoon shows. It kind of binds us and gives us a tunnel vision such that we see everything through that lens, and the lens is called me. It's really saying, I am the most important person in the world. Yes, and that's pride. It says that self is the focus of pride because pride wants to defend ourselves. And I think we've all been guilty of that. Max Lucado, in his book called A Life Worth Giving, says the self-centered see everything through self. And their motto is, it's all about me. The flight schedule, the traffic, what I'm wearing, the weather, work, everything, he said, is filtered through the mini me in the eye. And that's probably why the Bible says that pride is a sin. Yes, it causes trouble for us in our relationship with God and other people. And Proverbs 13 verse 10 says that too much pride causes trouble. It says there, be sensible and take advice. And then in Proverbs 29:23, it says, too much pride brings disgrace. Humility leads to honor. So I suppose that pride can be dangerous to our souls. Self-worth is healthy, but it's not dependent upon what we do or the accomplishments. Pride tends to link our value and worth to our achievements and the performance. Pride says we are what we do. We are what we accomplish. But that's really not what God says. His word says something quite different. C.S. Lewis, in that marvelous book called Mere Christianity, that's been around a long time, he calls pride a spiritual cancer. Not because pride puffs you up and implies that you're superior, but he says that pride has the potential to devour relationships, to wreck relationships. It has that effect of putting something between us. He said it's the worst of all temptation because it blocks this intimacy, blocks us from becoming too close to other people. And he says that it sets people apart and keeps people from being close. I think it's true. I'll talk about this again tomorrow, but dear Lord, I thank you that you have the answers. Help us not to be full of pride, but to trust you for all things. Amen.